tired. I've had actually a pretty crappy day. If you guys know Joseph Gasper, he has actually been pretty mean to me lately. And it's really irritating, you know? And it's like, he's like kicking my chair, he's throwing paper at me. And I'm tired of it. This is like the third time I've been bullied this year. So if you guys know, I'm trying to knock it off, you know, because it kind of makes you feel pretty horrible about yourself when people are making fun of you and teasing you, either about just being yourself or liking someone or some crap like that, you know? And so if you guys know him, please tell him to knock it off. It's so annoying! So, yeah, okay. Thank you for listening. Bye! Okay, so if you're being bullied, one thing you're able to do is, just ignore them, you know? And, you know, they might get actually mad at you for doing that, but just be happy that they're leaving you alone if they do. If the kid's violent, then that's when you have to kill someone, you know? Like, if they start to get violent, then you know what you do? Tell someone to beat the crap out of them. You know? But don't know if you're doing that. But yeah. Just ignore them if you can. And number two, what you can do is tell someone. Tell someone you trust, like your parents or your brother or your sister. You know? Like, that you can trust them, right? Just please say you can trust them, please. But that's another thing you can do when someone's bullying you. One more thing you can do is, you can confront them. You can tell them to knock it off. Like, if they're being really annoying, and it's being a jerk, just confront them. Tell them to knock it off. Dude, I don't like that, and I don't care if like it, you're just acting like this because you don't have any, you don't have a life, you don't have any good things in your life, so you're just making fun of me so you can be happy, you know? So that's one thing you can do if they act like that, okay? So there, yeah. Hello everybody, so today I am going to tell you how to get rid of a bully. So three ways to get rid of a bully. Okay, so find people in positions of authority who can help. Bullies push people around because they think they have the power to do so. They don't. Find people who are supposed to be in charge to help. It is their responsibility to stop bullying, and they should use it. All right. Way number two: responding on your own. Here. Okay, yeah. If the first adult you talk to is not helpful, try another. Bullying has become such a serious issue in discussion of recent years that it has become hard to ignore. In the past, adults often dismiss it by suggesting that young people always must solve the problem on their own, or simply told victims of bullying to ignore the bully. Increased sensitivity to the issue has made those statements seem out of place. Both national and an institution of health, a federal agency, and the American Academy of Pediatrics have websites to devote anti-bullying inactivities. And these are just some of the indication of growing awareness of a bully. Really significant. Some adults may not have gotten the message, but increasing numbers and understanding that bullying can simply not be tolerated anymore. 3. Talk to your parents. It is an important thing. I think that some adults won't listen, but for those in the area won't listen to you, then at least listen to your parents. School officials and others who work with the young people sometimes do not adequately respect the young people they supervise, but they usually cannot reject the input of parents. the ones who give them the authority by placing the young people in their care. If they still refuse to deal with the situation, then at least your parents can begin thinking of ways to get you out of that environment. But they can't begin this process unless you talk to them. So, number one of responding on your own. Be confident. Bullies often target those who appear vulnerable or cautious. If necessary, fake confidence. You may just discover after a while you are sure of yourself at all. After all. Okay. Don't avert your eyes when your bully looks at you. Stay calm, knowledge that they are there. Move on to what you really want to do. If you look frightened or seem to expect trouble from them, they might feel they have some power over you. Number two, stand up to the bully. That does not mean fighting them physically or threatening to harm them, but you can make it clear to the bully that you cannot fear them. This is not easy, but it is necessary. Bullies seek victims, and you are less likely to be a target if you refuse to be treated as one. Number three, develop a wider circle of friends. Bullies are often target isolated individuals. If you have many friends, they are less likely to focus on you. There are two primary reasons for this. First, if a bully likes to physically threaten you, associating with others make it appear that others are on your side. Additionally, for those bullies who prefer to insult others, the statement will be meaningless to those who actually know and appreciate you. Number four, remember that you aren't defined by what a bully says or does. The words or actions of others do not determine your significance. You have a value of your own, and no tiny facet on your life which you are in contact with a bully should have any bearings on these things that are really important to you. Okay, number one of standing up to cyberbullying. Understand the intent of the bully. Cyberbullying can be more complex than the typical stereotype of cyberbullying. While traditional bullying is often intended to make the bully seem powerful to others, cyberbullying is often anonymous. While the person is spreading rumors or attempting to humiliate others online may feel powerful, their goal is often to do damage to someone's reputation. They also do not necessarily limit the audience to people who personally know the bully or target of their aggressive actions. For these reasons, cyberbullying can be both hard and to stop and difficult to predict. Talk to your parents or guardians. If you are being threatened or harassed, they need to know about it. The number of the steps that you may need to follow to get rid of a bully can be complicated. You should inform them of the situation early on. Oh god. Okay. Number three, consider your options. Because of the complexity of cyberbullying, there's rarely one easy solution. But there are also options that are less valuable for use in traditional cases of bullying. In many cases, school officials will do little to handle cyberbullying case. Unless there is evidence that the perpetrator was using school property to post online, they actually may have little legal authority to intervene. Service providers and internet companies like Facebook consider cyberbullying a serious issue, and they may intervene if you contact them. You may also be able to block them on certain sites. Certain legal options may be available to you and your family. Web contacts can provide irrefutable evidence of harassment or threats. As a result of new state and federal laws, threats of violence posted online can even result in lengthy jail sentences. If it feels like a bit of extreme solution, just keep in mind that you're not without options and you have some power to change the situation. Number four, confront the bully. While it is part of a standard program to dealing with a traditional bully, it may also be the quickest way to put an end to it. Make it clear that you are not intimidated by the cyberbully. You will ignore the post online and eliminate any hurtful comments that you can. Five, get away from the bully. Another tactic was recommended to use against bullies. It often didn't work. It is difficult to ignore someone right in front of you, but it may prove easier in the online world. As a last option, if all else has failed, you can close down your internet account. If those online contacts are vital to you, you may want to start a new account to replace them, but take steps to encourage the bully from tracking you down again. Alright, so that is the end. Thank you for listening. If you did, and goodbye. Hello, so this is Bullies number 3. So I'm sorry that Bullies 4 came out too soon, because I was really stupid and I didn't know what I was doing, because at that point I was really tired of everything. I was just really tired and stupid acting, and so I put 4 on accident. So another way to take care of bullies is, if they get violent with you, just be violent with them. Just punch them in the gut, or if it's a boy, punch them in the balls. You know, because that's kind of a man's weak spot. But if it's a girl, you can't do anything. You just have to, like, call the cops or something. Okay. Yep. Alright, bye.
Just basically my experience of being bullied. I don't know why. I really don't know what to do for today, so.
And yeah.
Started when I was in, like, first grade, I told a guy I liked that I liked him, and he told his friend, which he told me not to do, and then that started. I was bullied, I broke my arm because of it. They teased me and, pushed me a lot, and they were violent a lot. Kind of. But. It went on for a few years until I finally told mom and dad, and they finally took care of it. So it ended up stopping for a little bit. Then it came on again. Really? I was super ticked off. Because I don't want this to happen again. Because I was just thinking, I don't need any of this crap to happen again, you know? So, it's basically my experience being bullied. Please, tell me what you need to find out. Okay? So, yeah. Bye.
Hello, people. So, today I am doing another bully problems. I am sorry that I haven't done any bully problems in a long freaking time. But then again, thank you so much for 101 listeners so far on my Shawn Mendes. So please be sure to check that out, because after I'm done with this, I'm going to add some more of the Shawn Mendes stuff. So if you're listening to this right now, make sure to go check that out. I'm going to put the hammer away. What are you going to do? Oh, you're gonna hang up something? Okay, make it pretty. Okay, sorry. But yeah, again, thank you for 101 listeners. Be sure to check that out. Okay, so if you're being bullied by someone, and say you're in school, middle, high, elementary, college, and say you're dating someone or you're friends with someone, and say you're a girl and you're dating someone, and your bully's a guy, then make sure you tell them they're gay, because, you know, if they're making fun of you for being with a guy and they're a guy, just tell them they're gay and walk away, okay? You know, I feel like that's kind of mean, but no one cares. They're gay. Okay. Yep, so. And say your boy and your bully's a girl and you're dating someone, just tell them they're gay. Everyone's gay. People are gay. Shut up! I know not everyone's gay. Shut up! I know I'm not gay! My God! I mean, hand that into the wall. You can use tape. Okay. But yeah, just tell them they're gay, because they are gay. Gay jerks, okay? Alright. Thank you. This is Bully Problems number 6. Again, yeah, thank you for 101 listeners. Be sure to check that out. And this is Caitlin out. Thank you very much. Bye.